It has now been more than a week since we lifted most of the remaining provincial public health and workplace safety measures in our cautious phased approach in Ontario. Key health and public health indicators continue to remain stable or are improving in most areas of the province. The percent positivity of tests is generally stable, and new admissions to hospital and ICU have been stable or declining. We are seeing continued decreases in the numbers of outbreaks in high-risk settings such as hospitals and long-term care homes. Our wastewater surveillance is still showing the majority of sites in the province have downward or stable trends in SARS-CoV-2 detections, although we continue to see some regional variation, especially in the north, and are monitoring fluctuations in this data. With the peak of Omicron behind us, Ontario has been able to cautiously and gradually move through its reopening milestones. We are now learning to live with and manage COVID-19 for the long term. This necessitates a shift to a more balanced response to the pandemic, and changes are being made with respect to the province pandemic response to reflect a longer term approach. With continued improvements in trends, Ontario will remove the mandatory masking requirement for most settings on March 21st, with the exception of select settings such as public transit, healthcare settings, long-term care homes, and high-risk congregate care settings. Removing the mask mandate does not mean the risk is gone. COVID-19 transmission is still occurring across the province, and masks can help protect you and others from becoming infected with COVID-19. In fact, we can expect indicators such as cases and hospitalizations to increase slightly as Ontario increasingly interacts with one another. However, thanks to our high vaccination rates and natural immunity that is developing, as well as the arrival of other therapeutics and antivirals, Ontario has the tools necessary to manage the impacts of this virus. For those most vulnerable to the virus, it is still strongly recommended that you continue to wear a mask. And please continue to respect the masking requirements that remain in place, such as federal requirements for returning international travelers. As a society, I am asking that we remain kind, considerate, and respectful towards those who continue to choose to wear a mask. And we should all be prepared that we may need to resume mask wearing if a new variant of concern emerges, or potentially during the winter months when COVID and other respiratory viruses are likely to circulate again. On Tuesday, March 1st, I revoked the instructions for mandatory COVID-19 vaccination policies for the Ontario Public Service and for post-secondary institutions. A process is now underway to gradually revoke all directives and instructions by the end of April, with a focus on moving away from emergency measures to ongoing operations, moving away from reliance on provincial emergency direction through mandatory requirements, providing consistent guidance both across and within sectors, and ensuring support for the most vulnerable are removed last, and lifting of measures in a coordinated fashion. For case and contact management, I want to spend a moment to go over some of the changes that have been made in our approach to case and contact management and isolation requirements. The guidelines are being updated to minimize the burden on workers and families while ensuring our highest risk settings continue to be protected. The changes include updating isolation recommendations for household members and close contacts of individuals who test positive for COVID-19 or have symptoms of COVID-19. Previously, everyone in the household of someone who was sick or had tested positive had to stay home as well. With these new changes, household members do not have to stay at home if they are 18 years or older and have already received their booster dose, or if they are 18 years of age and under and are fully vaccinated. These household members still need to wear a mask outside the house and avoid vulnerable people in high-risk settings like long-term care homes for 10 days, but they can continue to go into work and or school as long as they're asymptomatic. For those non-household members who have been in close contact with someone with COVID-19, you are no longer required to self-isolate, regardless of your vaccination status. You do have to self-monitor for 10 days, wear a mask when outside the house, avoid activities where mask removal would be necessary, and avoid vulnerable individuals in high-risk settings like hospitals. These requirements for masking or of recovering cases and contacts still apply when there are no longer masking requirements in the general community. If you have symptoms of COVID-19, you still need to isolate right away and get tested via a PCR if eligible or rapid antigen test if you have access to one. For those who choose to get boosted, not only are you better protected from COVID-19, but as long as you do not have any symptoms, you are no longer needed to isolate if someone in your household is sick. For education, as we continue to ease public health measures, we are also working with the Ministry of Education to align measures in schools and childcare with those in the community as much as possible. And as of March 21st, schools and childcare providers will no longer be required to conduct on-site verification of screening for all children, students, and staff. Children, students, and staff still self-screen before attending school or childcare every day and stay at home if they are experiencing any new or worsening symptoms of illness. The province is also aligning with changes to community measures, including eliminating cohorting and distancing requirements. And in alignment with community masking requirements, masks will no longer be required of children, students, and staff or visitors in childcare, schools, school board offices, and or student transportation. Just as in the community, should individuals choose or are required to continue to wear a mask at school or childcare, I would ask that we respect and be supportive of these decisions. The government will continue to provide free masks and personal protective equipment for staff and students that choose to wear them in both school and childcare settings. While these measures are being lifted, the government has also made 3.6 million rapid antigen tests available to school boards and childcare settings every 2 weeks. And these shipments of RATs will continue to support symptomatic testing for students, staff, and children. They will also be provided to staff and students who return from an unplanned absence. Staff and students can also access RATs via participating community supports. This is my last scheduled weekly COVID-19 update, and I want to thank Ontarians for their resilience and commitment to community as we've navigated this global pandemic together. Your sacrifices and collective actions have made a difference. I also want to acknowledge that Friday, March 11th, is the National Day of Observance to honour those who have lost their lives because of COVID-19, over 6 million people globally. To the friends, families, and communities who have lost loved ones, I offer my sincere and heartfelt condolences. I also want to recognize everyone who has been impacted by COVID-19 and thank our dedicated frontline workers for their incredible sacrifices in our fight against this virus. While I may not be delivering updates every week, my team and I remain steadfast in our commitment to protecting the health and safety of Ontarians, and we will closely and carefully monitor COVID-19 trends across the province. We will not hesitate to take action should the situation change, and will inform Ontarians of any significant developments. The lifting of public health and workplace safety measures and the end of weekly updates does not signal that COVID-19 has disappeared or that the pandemic is over. What it means is that we have come to a place where we know what we need to do to manage this virus and to keep each other safe. We need to remain vigilant, we need to stay home when we're sick, and most importantly, we need to get vaccinated and boosted. Vaccination is the best protection against COVID-19 and the best protection for the progress we have made.